In Jesus' holy name we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will please forgive us for our sins. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. It is in Jesus' holy name we pray this prayer of thanksgiving towards you, dear Lord God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and I love you, God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
I worship you.
I worship you in the spirit.
I worship you.
I worship you in the truth.
Oh Lord, I worship you.
My love for you.
My love for you.
Is genuine and true. My love for who you are. Not for what I want you to do.
Your majesty is amazing.
Your majesty is amazing.
And that's what you are to me.
And that is what you are to me.
In your presence
is where I want to be. Hallelujah.
I worship you in the spirit.
I worship you in the truth.
I worship you in the truth.
My love for you is genuine and true.
My love for you is genuine and true.
Your majesty is so amazing.
And that's what you are to me.
And that is what you are to me.
And in your presence
is where I want to be.
Is where I long to be.
I worship you in the spirit.
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 Oh Lord God,
in Jesus' holy name, I worship you, dear Father. My love for you is genuine and so true.
Your majesty is
so amazing, Lord God.
And that
is what you are to me.
And in your presence
is where I long to be.
I worship you in the spirit, Heavenly Father.
I worship you in the
spirit. I worship you in the spirit.
I worship you in the
spirit. Oh, dear Lord,
the spirit.
I worship you in the spirit.
I worship you in the spirit.
I worship you in the highest praise.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
The great I am.
Praise your name.
The jealous God.
Hallelujah. Glorify
Jehovah.
Your name.
Magnificent. Holy. Hallelujah. Glorify your name. Glory be to God. Glory be to His Son. Glory be to the Holy Ghost. We bless your name, Lord. We praise and worship you in spirit and in truth. And not for show. We praise and worship you for sure. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Heavenly Father, that you will please forgive us for our sins. The book of Matthew, chapter 27, the book of Matthew, chapter 27. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to do? What is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hanged himself. And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore, that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. And when
he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him, To never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner, whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy, they had delivered him. They were envious. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, What shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? They said unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a turmoil was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Now that's time to take a pause and reflect on that verse 25 of chapter 27 again. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. So they are condemning themselves and generations to come. Verse 26, Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. They whipped him and then hung him on a tree. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put him, put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed their knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit on him and took the reed and smote him on the head. That is Micah chapter 5, verse 1, and Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6, the prophecy. And after that, they had mocked him, and they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear the cross. And when they were come into a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of the skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. That is noted in Psalms chapter 22, verses 17 and 18. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head the accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God,' which Jesus never said. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani,' that is to say, 'My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?'" You have to know that that is Jesus, the man, crying out, which was spoken in Psalm. The prophecy to that can be found in Psalms chapter 22, verse 1. Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man calleth for Elias." And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, "Let us see whether Elias will come and save him." Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were open of many of the saints which slept, arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly this was the Son of God." And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Now, the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, ye have watched, go your way, make it as sure as ye can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. In Jesus' holy name we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will please forgive us for our sins. We thank you, dear Lord, for our daily bread. The bread, the manna from heaven, Jesus is the bread from heaven that provides eternal life, opposed to the bread that is consumed, which preserves our life until eternal life can be accessed. And that's only when the heart stops beating. So therefore, in Bible study, I have not been as thorough as I should have been, but moving forth, I will, because the gospel begins in the shadows. And what I mean by that, the Old Testament was a shadow of a better testament to come. And that's why we have a New Testament. So what began in the shadows are the prophecies spoken by the prophets that was fulfilled by Jesus, the Son of Man, who is also the Son of God. So the gospel is what began in the shadows. And then it moved on to his birth. And then it went to his being sacrificed and whipped and nailed to the cross. And then it moved on to his death. And then it moved on to his resurrection. And the last step before the last step, because the very last step is when he comes again. And before that, he went to sit on the right hand of God. He took his original position on the right hand of God. So the gospel is prophecy, beginning in the prophecy, his birth, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. And if the gospel is not preached, at least with his birth, crucifixion, death, and resurrection, and that is only in part, because the Old Testament is provided for our learning of the prophecies that were spoken about everything that Jesus fulfilled. So the book of Hebrews will enlighten, it will bring some enlightenment and some understanding why the Old Testament is deemed of lesser value than the New Testament. Like your old car you traded in has less value than a new car that you purchased. And that's debatable, because the new car you purchased comes with financial obligations, whereas had you invested that money to maintain the old car, and that would be
Israel being obedient to the laws that were delivered by Moses, and they would not be obedient to that. And the blood sacrifices of animals wasn't for the remission of sins. They sacrificed the animals, and they still, their sins still dwelled in them. And now this blood sacrifice from heaven by the Son of Man, Jesus, we have remission of sins when we are baptized into him. And I'm going to finish this lesson with what the Bible informs us in the book of Galatians, I believe it is.
And I won't move too far. This is too far in advance, Galatians, the book of Galatians, because there's Mark, Luke, John, and Acts, and so forth leading up to Galatians. But if you want to talk about the whole armor of God, here is where you will find it in its thoroughness, in its completeness. That is in Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 27. We are informed by the Holy Bible in that verse, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be in Christ, then ye be Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Being Abraham's seed is being a recipient of the promise to Abraham. It does not make us Jews, because that was verse number 27, 28, and 29 of the third chapter of Galatians. And I won't do this again. I give you my word, I will not do this again, because Bible study in its totality and in its thoroughness needs to go according to the steps that the Lord God had documented in the Holy Bible. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and I thank you for being here at this time. And in the name of Jesus, amen.